Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
You know, I've done so much stuff with artistic things. You know, that's why I came to L.A. And, you know, it's still a struggle to get heard or recognized. It's a joy to make music. It was great to not just be an artist as someone who sings it, but to be involved in the music. Writing is very good. As I told you guys, how it came about, I was in my living room, and I did a version where I played these electronic keyboards, and I sang it without a microphone, and I took it to a recording studio. I would like to release the other one, the original version, but the keys on that is on this song, Hollywood Dream Part 2. It's out. It's for you. It's to buy, to give it a try. It's very cheap. It's for you to enjoy. So it's been out, so I'm glad I was involved in songwriting, because every recording I pretty much did or released, the voice, you know, it's just a progression. Part of the situation. The other situation is the songwriting, because again, when I first came, you know, got involved with music, you know, with bands or by myself, I was a solo artist a lot because the bands didn't work out until I tried. I could go in a recycler and look for a band and get in the band, and then we make music. Or it didn't work out or whatever. But what I did discover is during those times that, you know, to love to sing, I realized that the songwriting was probably just as important, because it was how everything comes about, because what I was singing, or if I was involved in writing a song for someone else, you know, that's another artist involved. So when you hear the recording, it's not just the singer or the band playing the music. It is also the songwriter, the lyricist, or the composer who makes the music, because they're creating their input on how the song is for the artist or the singer to sing. So the words of the song and the music of the song are just as important as the vocalist or the band or who's playing it, because that's where it is. You know, that's it's connected, and it's so much a part of the music industry. The songwriting, you know, it's pretty much every artist. In one way or the other, or in more ways than one, since starting at the beginning of the 50s, where Elvis or the Beatles or whatever had at least written at least one song, at least been involved composing at least the lyrics or the music or both. So, and I think that it's so important. So being a performing songwriter is great, but being a songwriter to write for someone else, that'd be great too, because it's that form of artistry. And as I also realize that's what these record labels like, or because it's so important, you know, if it's all played on a radio, people are going to like, oh, that's a great song. You can have a great voice or a great musical instruments, but if the song is, you know, something about that song, you have to have all the ingredients. So it's out there for you to enjoy. It's about that dream. Like millions who come to Hollywood who have that dream to make it. Whether they, you know, for me, it's to be an artist, a musician, really a musician, a songwriter, a singer, or, you know, and, you know, I did acting, and that was a dream that came out. Or it could be a comedian, or for some people, who there's a lot, millions who came out to be a comedian, or for some people, definitely came out here to be an actor, whatever it is, movie star, rock star, pop star, comedian, whatever, this is the place to do it. And that's what that dream, that song is about, that embodiment of that dream. The unfortunate aspects of it is that some people actually can live out and see that dream. But it is a possibility. So I want my Hollywood dream to come true. This is what I need to tell you. You know, this is why you came out here. You know, it's for that essence. How people make their dreams come true. I think a lot of some of it has to do with luck because it's so hard to get it. In the music industry, you know, American Idol, or they got their, if somebody saw them on YouTube, or somebody saw them on a radio, or heard them on radio. I hope that happens to me, you know. Heard them on radio, or somebody saw them sing in concert, or heard on, you know, somebody who you know. It's really about the Hollywood dream. And I have to say that being an artist, you know, I want to say that it's just part of who I am in one way or the other. I have to be realistic, too, as I get older. It's not really, I can't think like I'm 25, like when I came out here. But, you know, I'm a little bit older. But in reality, you know, it's part of, you love to sing or you love to dance or you love to play or whatever. It's part of the inner child. So what I wanted to say is that when I'm in my home or whatever, or maybe, you know, once in a while I'm on stage. I used to be on stage a lot. But, you know, people act out their inner child, act silly when they're on stage, and that's part of the artistry to act. Because I did some acting, you know. But inside, you know, I act silly, you know, with myself, by myself. That's normal. And I want to say this, it's common sense to act silly. We can't be serious all the time. Like I'm inside my home acting silly, you know, laughing, singing along to a computer, like the Spotify on the computer. Oh, the windows are closed. That's normal. Everybody has a child side of them. But that child side can grow to a dream so people can become great actors because they act that child, or singers or whatever, because that inner child. But even if they didn't want to become a star or want to be in the Hollywood industry or want to be an artist, it's normal for everybody to have a child side, to act silly and have fun. It's normal. I say this because some people, you know, when I'm in my bedroom or whatever and nobody's supposed to, you know, I'm as off limits, I'm acting silly. It's normal. We act silly with other people. And I think that is not, what I want to say is common sense to be, there's a serious side and then there's a child side. I am serious a lot of the time, but then again, I have to act silly. Because I'm acting silly, laughing to myself, or, you know, laughing at something on a computer, or art, doing art or whatever, that does not mean I have a mental problem. some people think that I had a problem because perhaps they overheard or heard some gossip that I was. I'm like, common sense. These people got mental problems. Do they have a life? What is wrong with people who make judgments on that? Are they idiots? The truth is they are. So everybody can act silly and be who you are. Now, in public, when I'm out in public, when I go out in the courtyard or go out in the sidewalk, I'm not going to act like that because it's not the right time and place. Unless I'm on stage in front of people, that's the right place to do it. I'm not going to laugh and joke or laugh to myself about something I see on the computer or something. That's normal. If you don't consider that normal, something is wrong with this picture. These people are idiots or don't have no lives or they're trying to exaggerate something that has nothing to do with the true reality of what I stand for, or simply they got some kind of serious mental problem. The truth is, inner child, everybody deserves to have a chance to laugh and joke. It's normal. And that's what I have to say about common sense. And that's related to my music. That's how I started becoming a musician. I had to stand by myself and act like I'm on stage and sing and make up songs to myself. That's normal. Sometimes I talk to myself about what I see on the computer, but I don't talk to somebody else. When I say that, I mean, I'm like, I'm shocked by what I see in Ukraine. I'm like, I say to myself, oh my God, but that's serious. But then I'm like, there's the times when I'm just laughing and joking. There's a serious sign. There's a child sign. If you don't act like a child, something is wrong with you. If you make judgments about me or anybody who act like a child when it's in their home or whatever, something is wrong. If you don't know or if you hear, don't make judgments if you're not an expert on the health, mental health or something. But also, it's normal. It has nothing to do with illness. It has to do with someone's being ignorant. And being ignorant is not a good thing in a society, because being ignorant has caused so much harm to innocent people and has caused so much. It has caused so much catastrophe when it could have been solved by people learning and minding their business and being aware of the reality of the world. So, and that's how I learned. Inner child led to dreams. People act silly and talk to other people and talk to themselves, and it turned out they became great actors, comedians, great musicians, or they just need time out. We all need a time out, because sometimes it's stressful working or going to school or doing something that's really serious. But it's a time for everything, and that's what the basic common sense. So I hope you listen to my music, because my inner child led to writing that song, My Hollywood Dream Come True. Good day, good night from Death Night.